Hello and welcome to this mini-series on how to design a life you love in 2020. I'm Selena.
And I'm Vicky, and we are the founders of Project Love and the creators of the Goodbye 2019 Hello 2020 journal.
In this podcast series, we're going to be taking you through five simple and powerful steps that will help you to design a life you love in 2020 and beyond.
If you haven't yet listened to the first three episodes in this series, then we recommend that you do, as each episode is designed to build on the last.
So, Vicky, on to step number four.
Right. So, step number four is to choose your focus and to set an intention for your year ahead. So, one of the reasons why New Year's resolutions just don't work is that people often write a whole long list of things that they'd like to do, get better at, or change in their lives. But if you ask them by February what they wrote down, most people have forgotten. So the key is to simplify things and choose one main focus for your year. Something that you can really anchor yourself to that will guide the choices that you make and actions that you take throughout the year.
We have found this to be so powerful, not only for our friends and clients, but for us. Mm-hmm. I've been setting intention for my year for over 10 years, and it really has had a profound impact on the course of my life. And the beauty of it is that I don't always know where setting that intention will lead me. It's like planting a magic seed and seeing how it grows.
Oh, I love it. So there are different ways that you can choose your focus. You can choose a focus that supports a big change that you know you want to make, like a career change, in which case it would be something like, this is my year of finding work that I love to do. This kind of intention is all about putting a stake in the ground and really making a commitment to something.
Or you might not want to make any big changes, and instead you want to focus on cultivating a certain kind of feeling or experience in your life. So you might decide that this year is your year of love, or your year of fun and adventure, or your year of calm. So then your focus for the year would be all about learning how to really cultivate more of that in your life.
A lot of people who have done the Goodbye Hello journals in the past have chosen self-care or self-love as their focus. And that in itself can be such a life changer. They might still be going after goals and making things happen, but they're doing it from a place of self-care and self-love. And that changes everything. Grounding yourself in self-care or self-love can transform your whole experience of life.
And then finally, you can choose an intention that is more like an overall approach to life that you want to embrace. Like, this is the year I'm going to really step into my power. Or, this is my year of saying yes. Oh, that can take you on all sorts of adventures. In fact, both of those can.
The key, ultimately, is to choose something that really calls to you. It has to excite you or move you when you read it.
So if you've been doing the exercises in the previous episodes, read through those exercises to see what really stands out to you. Or maybe as we've been talking, something has really sprung to mind. Now, it usually takes me a while to try on different intentions for my year.
Yeah, me too. It can often involve lots of ruminating and reflecting before I commit to an intention for the year.
So there is no need to rush this. But when you feel ready, write down the following. 2020 is my year of, and then write down your intention. Once you're happy with it, go and declare your intention to someone you love and tell them what you are committing to focusing on in 2020. And with that, your commitment is made.
So that was step number four. And join us in the next episode for step number five, the final step in this five-part mini-series, where we'll show you how you can bring your dreams and intentions for the year to life.
And if you enjoyed today's episode, then head on over to thegoodbyehellojournal.com and order the Goodbye 2019 Hello 2020 journal for you and your loved ones today.